Good. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to Imagine. So the thing that was happening with this is we were holding phrases a little too long. I call this singer-itis when you get on the right note and it sounds good, you want to hold it forever. I do it too. But the good thing about this piece is it has lots of chords, block chords that count for you, so you don't really necessarily have to count one, two, three, four. You can watch what is being played in the accompaniment. For example, when you're singing, the tricky thing with this is that it's inconsistent. Sometimes we're holding those for two beats, sometimes it's only one. So you just have to watch and make sure that if you're looking at this, like low us, it doesn't necessarily look like two beats when you have that eighth note and then the dotted quarter note, but that equals two. So you hear bum, bum, off. For if you're counting the chords and just listening, it should clean it up without driving yourself crazy trying to count. So let's look at the oohs on the bottom of three, measure 17. So sopranos take a short break. We'll just check these oohs and make sure we got them. And they repeat a couple times up to the chorus. So if we just run it once, we should be good. So this is measure 17, basses, tenors, altos. Really slow. One, two, ready, go. Altos, if you weren't here, that first quarter note looks like a half note looks like a quarter note for some reason. It looks colored up. So just be aware of that. It's two beats. Like that. Let's look at top of six. This is that. And then we have this chord. Top of six is when we sing one, two, we'll be as one. And on the end of four, we go to this one chord. Okay, so let's do sopranos and altos. Everyone see where we are? Measure, I don't know. First measure of six. So we have one, two. So we feel like we're jumping the beat. We're coming on the and of four with that second one. He has one, and then altos are going here. Sopranos are here. And that is a crescendo. Okay, try that one more time, altos and sopranos. Ready, go. Good, and then basses and tenors saying one, two. We'll be as one. So we got that happening. Let's check that chord because we're going to want to tune it, but it should be right next to each other. Basses sing your one. One, tenors, one. That's it. So it's a C9. Let's put that together with everybody. So we have. Cut off after four for that two so that we're not carrying over because there's a key change and we'll get in trouble there. So we're cutting off after four rather than one cutting off on one and measure 40. And highlight that crescendo so we get that. Look at the next page, seven. So this is just a rhythm thing, one, brotherhood of men. So brother is 16th notes, and it looks a little It looks a little hard to see. There's no, it's like one block line. This printed out kind of funny. A brotherhood of man. And look at man. So we're off on beat two there. This is another example of not holding it out too long. So we're going to want to hold that note the whole measure, but watch the timing of that. Let's try that. Together, both parts. So I'll say one, and then we sing. One. On beat two, so we don't hold that too long. Good tenors and basses, but I'm not the only one. That was good. And then we're in unison for I Hope Someday. Let's try that. So we have one. When you sing one, do two beats. One is two beats, and it's hard to see. If you do one, will be as one. Count two beats for that one, and you should be okay. Let's try that again. Let's go for My Hope Someday. And then tenors are right in with this. Be as one, ba-da-da. And then our final chord is this. Get there in a second. Let's do I Hope Someday. And one. Yeah, let's break it down. So we have bum, bum, and the world will be as one. Be as one, will be as one. So that will is on the end of three. Let me check altos really quick. We'll do it a couple times so we get it. So you do bum, thumb. And then you're here. Mm-hmm. Try that one more time, altos. Bum, bum. Second note is a eighth note tied up with the sopranos. Try that. Listen, soprano. So one, two. So we count one, two, three. We'll be as one. And that one is three. One is two beats. I think I'm morphing these into 16ths and they're eighths. Sorry.
Probably that's why we're having so much trouble.
My fault. I make mistakes. Thank
you. Can you try that again?
Yes. My rhythm police officer is here today.
I'm not multitasking.
Just sopranos? So we have one, two. Let's try everyone at, I hope, all parts. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Yeah, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's try the whole thing. Yeah. Keep that ending intact. Thank you. bosses can join in there too. Yeah, let's have everyone do that first. Can we look at that just first phrase? We're going to have the altos join in.
Where?
The very beginning, measure five. We'll just check these melody notes here. Strengthen that. So we have one. Above is the 16th there, so it's above us only. Only sky. So it's one. Let's try that. Much again with just the accompaniment. So watch the cutoffs of the phrases. So we're not holding those, watch holding it too long. So let's come right in on measure five and one. Above us, so it's one, two. Some people are coming in just a little early. Wait for two chords. Try that one more time. If we do it three times, we beat it into our head. One, two. Watch that day is off on after we're holding that two beats, carrying it into, so it's a total of two and a half on day. Living for today. Then we have ba 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 bum. And then let's check these oohs one more time. Without the sopranos? No, let's take it out just so we can clean these oohs really quickly. 17. One, two, ready, go. Sopranos or altos do two different things. You either do or one, two, ba-da-bum. So it alternates between those two different things. Sometimes it's two eighth notes, eighth note one. Sometimes it's one, two, three, four. These notes are just a little mushed in. It's a little hard to read there.